information, visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Jonda bus driver dies in Lusaka Kafue Road accident. Government to roll out 2 megawatt solar project in all constituencies by February. And South Sudan army threat to spare no one condemned.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mutonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. A 44-year-old bus driver of Jonda Bus Company, identified as Brian Banda, has died after the bus he was driving collided with a truck along the Lusaka Kafue Road. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the accident occurred around 04 hours along the Lusaka Kafue Road near Apex Fueling Station in Mapepe area. He said the accident involved a Scania Marco Polo public service bus belonging to Jonda Bus Company, which was driven by Mr. Banda of Garden Chilulu compound in Lusaka, and a Dongfeng truck and trailer driven by Joseph Mwenda, aged 34, of Mamba District. Mr. Chilavi said preliminary investigations indicate that the bus was heading towards Kafue when the truck was joining the main road, failed to give way, resulting in a collision. He has added that the bus driver sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital, while all 16 passengers on board the bus escaped without injuries.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the bus was heading towards Kafue when the truck, which was joining the main road, failed to give way, resulting in a collision. The bus driver sustained multiple injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital. All 16 passengers who were on board the bus escaped without injuries. The collision resulted in extensive damage to both vehicles. The body of the deceased has been deposited at the investigating hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and burial. The truck driver, who fled from the scene, later handed himself over to Chiranga Police Station and is currently in custody awaiting formal charges.
Government has announced that the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative, which involves the installation of 2 megawatt solar power systems in each constituency, will be implemented before the end of February this year. Speaking during a press briefing, Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Peary, said government is currently at the procurement stage and is confident that the project will be rolled out across the country within the set time frame. Mr. Peary has urged local authorities to take an active role in ensuring the initiative is successfully implemented.
Currently, the procurement process for the 304 megawatts of solar energy plant is underway, and this process will be concluded very soon, within the course of next month. We are optimistic and determined that before the end of February, we should be able to do a groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of 2 megawatts, the constituency solar plant.
And Mr. Peary has further revealed that about 22 local authorities have so far utilized the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, at 100%.
Allow me to single out specific local authorities whose principal officers, some of them are with me here, and these are Chifunabuli in Luapula Province, Liyua in Western Province, Luapula in Luapula Province, Luampa in Western Province, Nalolo in Western Province. These constituencies, ladies and gentlemen, achieved 100% utilization rate of all the funds that were sent to them for utilization.
Government has disclosed that copper production in 2025 exceeded the 2024 annual output by 8%, reaching 890,345 metric tons, up from 825,513 metric tons in 2024. Speaking at a press briefing on the performance of the sector, Mines and Mineral Development Minister Paul Kavuswe said the increase in copper production was predominantly attributed to the increase in production output at Konkola Copper Mine, KCM, Mopani Copper Mine, Kansanshi, and Luvambe Mine. Mr. Kavuswe said KCM production increased by 366.58% to 80,215 metric tons in 2025 from 17,192 metric tons in 2024, while Mopani increased its production by 40.27% in 2025. He has disclosed that a total of 2,375 mining licenses were granted in 2025 compared to 2,175 licenses granted in 2024, representing an overall increase of 9.20%.
In 2024, we did 825,513 metric tons. This year, 2025, we have done 890,345.79, which is indicating an 80% increase. When you look at the mining tenements that have been announced as having a significant increase in the copper output, these are tenements that we brought into production. And that is why I was talking about the leadership of President Data in the HM. KCM was in comatose, it was dead. In fact, as a nation, by the time Vedanta was coming back, KCM was on care and maintenance.
Pula, in partnership with the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, has launched a hybrid livestock index insurance pilot project aimed at building resilience in the livestock sector, enhance climate risk management, and securing the livelihoods of smallholder farmers across the country. The livestock insurance solution is designed to support asset protection and replacement, offering periodic payouts when grazing conditions deteriorate due to risks such as drought and pest infestation, while also providing cover for losses arising from illness, disease, or accidents. Speaking during the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, Pula Advisors Southern Africa Commercial Director Joyce Mlewa said the partnership aims to reach about 44,000 livestock farmers, reflecting a strong commitment to learning, adaptation, and responsible scaling of insurance products.
Our livestock insurance solution is designed with livestock farmer realities in mind. It blends asset protection and asset replacement, offering periodic payouts when grazing conditions deteriorate due to risks such as drought, pest infestation, while also responding to mortality arising from illness, disease, and accident. In doing so, it helps farmers protect herd value and recover more quickly from shock. Through this partnership, we aim to unlock insurance access to 44,000 livestock farmers.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Permanent Secretary Dr. Max Chombe said government is confident in Pula's financial strength and credibility and values its partnership in supporting the ministry to pilot and scale up livestock insurance. Dr. Chombe said this commitment is demonstrated through the provision of about 5 million kwacha in premium subsidy support for the pilot phase of the hybrid livestock index insurance product.
As we roll out the implementation and testing of the livestock index insurance in selected regions, the desire of government is for livestock insurance to become a safety net and a resilient tool that empowers farmers to manage risks, maintain productivity, their productive health, as well as investing confidently in the future of the life.